7:46, it's 14 minutes till 8 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, time once again for a worst date in the history of the planet, of course. A dinner at Marsh's and Henderson Limousine for the evening in the offing. Dear Tom and Dan, my worst date was also my first date. It was prom time in Duluth. I asked a girl whom I had had my eye on for quite some time to accompany me to the prom. When she said yes, I began to get real nervous. I had been out with women before, but had yet to experience the anticipation of going over to pick them up at their house and meeting their parents. I had 2 weeks to psych myself up for the big event. I had made arrangements for a corsage, got dinner reservations, and even cleaned up my car. Finally, prom night came. As I drove over to my date's house, my insides were churning. I told myself that no matter what happened, I would survive the meeting of her parents. That's the glory of love. As I walked up the stairs to her front porch, something strange happened. Either I became quite relaxed, or else I had been numbed by fear. Either way, I didn't feel the least bit nervous when I got to the door. I rang the bell, and her mother let me in. She told me that her daughter was upstairs putting on the finishing touches, and that she would wait with me, my date's father, in the living room at the bottom of the stairs. I chit-chatted with Mom and Dad about the school basketball team. They were pretty low-key, so I figured that the worst was over. All I had to do was grab my date and get on with the evening. About 10 minutes after I had arrived, it was time for my date to make her grand entrance into the room. Her dad was saying something to me as she came to the top of the stairs. She looked beautiful. She was wearing an elegant yellow chiffon strapless dress that hung to the floor. I was mesmerized as she gracefully strode down the staircase. About halfway down, as her mother and I watched, the left side of her dress slipped down in the front and exposed one of the finer parts of her anatomy, i.e., her breast. Her mom gasped in horror when she saw what had happened and ran up the stairs to help her embarrassed daughter. I felt like I should do something to keep from staring dumbfoundedly at the scene on the staircase, so I turned around, pulled open the window curtain, and cried, "Look at that!" It was only as my date's father came to the window that I realized I was pointing to a large German shepherd out on the lawn, up on his hind legs, and doing it to the neighbor's black lab.
Oh,
my date's dad came over to the window and looked out at the canines doing their deal. Then he glared at me and said, yes, son, I do see that. By that time, my date and her mom had gotten things tucked back in place. I looked up at my red-faced friend and said, "I think we ought to be going now." As I was on my way out the front door with my date, her dad gave me the evil eye once again and said to his daughter, "I think you should come right home after the dance, dear." The rest of the date went fine. I got her home around midnight and didn't see her parents again that night. But whenever I saw my first date's dad on the street after that, I always felt hounded by a feeling that he was giving me that same doggone look. Signed sincerely, John Charnes. The worst date in the history of the planet, ladies and gentlemen, John Charnes wins dinner at Marsh's and a Henderson limousine for the evening. If you've had a worst date in history, drop us a line to Tom and Dan's 92 KQRS Worst Date, 917 North Lilac Drive, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55422. It's 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Here's Dire Straits, Tom and Dan, at 92 KQRS.